Magazine. This is Forbes on Radio.
Marco is going to be Sam Subramanian, who is the editor of the Alpha Prophet newsletter. Now, during a very flat first half of 2005, his stock picks were up a magnificent 13%. And he joins us now. We're also joined by John Dobez, who is the senior editor of Forbes newsletters and Forbes Best of the Web. Sam, 40 to 80 bucks is a wide range.
Yes. On the lower end, I think that we're going to have a meaningful floor because of tight capacity in the OPEC as far as additional oil supplies coming to the market go. And there's an insatiable demand for oil from the growing economies in Asia. So that's going to keep, we believe, a meaningful floor as far as how low oil prices can go. On the upside, I think it's primarily going to be driven by how strong the U.S. economy can be in 2006. As you know, the Federal Reserve has had a series of rate hikes in 2005, and we believe that that's going to continue into 2006. And more than likely, the economic growth in the U.S. will moderate in 2006.
So, John Dobez, were you one of the ones that expected like $100 a barrel for oil next year?
I wasn't going quite that crazy, but I, you know, the fact that oil got as high as $70 under the conditions that it did with the two hurricanes hitting the Gulf Coast wasn't much of a surprise. Sam's right, you know, the U.S. economy looks like it's going to be slowing down in the next year. That's what bonds kind of tell us, with the 10-year yielding no more than about 4.5% now, and short rates so high. So, but even if we slow, the entire world has to slip into a terrible depression for oil really to go back, I think, to where it was before it began its run, you know, to the mid to low $20 a barrel range. Things tend in this economy to get more expensive and then plateau for a long time and then go up after maybe a prolonged period of being sideways. Look at what housing did, you know, over the past 30 years. So you have these periods when things go completely crazy. Like when oil went from, you know, when gasoline went from 50 cents a gallon up to to a dollar in the late 70s, that was pretty major. And we just had another one of those doublings of the gas price, really, in the last 5 to 8 years. So I don't think that oil is going to really fall out of bed. And you want to go for these companies in these areas that help people pull oil out of the ground, and the people who refine it into gasoline, jet fuel, home heating oil, and those things. A popular exchange-traded fund is the OIH, the Oil Services Holders. Instead of you know, being in the dumps after oil came down from 70, these guys are hitting all-time highs again. These are the Schlumbergers and the Halliburtons. There's a mid-cap company called Caldive International, symbol is CDIS. They go out there and they help companies drill deep below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico, primarily. They're out of Houston, and to be more productive and get more oil out of the same holes they've been drilling for the last, you know, 10, 25 years. Oil services, you can't go wrong. I think Sam is into that, too.
All right, Sam. So energy, if you think it's going to go $40 to $80 a barrel, fluctuate between there, that range in 2006, so energy is still a good sector for me to get into?
Absolutely. I think energy stocks should do fairly well in 2006. We like the energy group, particularly for the earlier part of the year, from the point of view that global growth is fairly strong at the moment. With energy having had a huge rally in the last year and a half or so, I think energy stocks going forward are really a play on global economic growth. If the global economy remains relatively strong, I think energy stocks will continue to do well. What happens beyond the early part of 2006, I think as far as energy is concerned, is going to be driven primarily by oil prices and what happens to global economic growth.
Before we run out of time, I want to ask you, what companies in the energy services do you favor?
Well, there are a couple of stocks that we like in the energy service group, both of which we tend to look at as special situations. One is Halliburton, which trades under the symbol HAL, and the other one is National Oil Varco, that trades under the symbol NOV. With Halliburton, you have a company that's trading at about 17.5 times next year's earnings, and this company is seeing significant pricing power for its products and services. And the additional caveat here is that the company is working towards splitting off its engineering and construction unit, KBR, and in that process, we think that Halliburton would unlock some value. And on the earnings front, it has some easy comparisons coming up for the next couple of quarters.
All right. Now, what about any mutual funds or ETFs that you like?
Yes, there are a couple of ETFs as well as no-load mutual funds, if investors want to get into that. In the no-load mutual fund space, there's Fidelity Select Energy Service Portfolio with about $1.3 billion in assets. This is the largest no-load mutual fund pure play for the energy service space, and it's been a part of the Alpha Profit model portfolio since June 30 of 05, and we continue to include that fund in the model portfolios. As far as the ETF space goes, as John pointed out, there's the oil service holders, the OIH, and PowerShares has the Dynamic Oil Services, which trades under the symbol TXJ.
All right, and John Dobez, do you have any other recommendations in terms of stocks for us?
Well, I was just going to say that if oil, by chance, does go, you know, come down below where people thought it was going to be, you want to look into owning retailers and transportation companies, because if oil goes down, the economy probably grows faster, and transportation companies are shipping more stuff, and they're using cheaper gas to move their trucks and trains. So if oil does fall below $50 a barrel, you want to buy the UPS, and you want to buy FedEx, it's FDX, and probably want to get a little JetBlue, JBLU, as a play in the economy, people traveling, and people, and the fact that JetBlue and American, for that matter, all the other carriers will be flying with cheaper jet fuel. And I just wanted to also point out that, you know, the economy is not going to go to hell in a handbasket if oil goes above 70 again. Right. You saw that.
John Dobez, senior editor of Forbes Newsletters and Forbes Best of the Web. Also, my thanks to the editor of the Alpha Profit Newsletter, Sam Subramanian. And he, by the way, is going to have a piece up on Forbes.com/newsletters. It will be titled Energy Trifecta, and that's at Forbes.com. Still to come on